So, hello again. Now I would like to tell you about today, because today is my 22nd birthday. And my birthdays have always been difficult days for me over the last years. Because when I still lived with my family, I had bad birthdays, a lot of them. And so therefore I have a lot of bad memories that come around my birthday. And so it was always very difficult. The closer my birthday came, the more difficult it got. But this year it is definitely better. I think it's mainly because of my wonderful therapist. We talked about the birthday last week, and she said a very simple sentence and a very true one. And even though it sounds so simple and really not wise or anything, it helped me a lot. The sentence was, "It is your birthday. It is your day, not your family's day." And I don't know, this helped so much. So during the last week, I was able to look forward to this day and see that it's supposed to be a day for me, a day where I'm feeling good, and not a day about feeling guilty and remembering all the sad things. And just her voice and the way she said this helped me. And so I could look forward to the day, which made me very happy. Then the day started with our traditional birthday table. I got my traditional birthday cake. People who are following me longer than 1 year will remember this probably. It's a molehill cake. And for those who don't know this, I'm trying to describe it quickly. It's a cake. When you have the dough, you leave the bottom, and then you take out the middle of the dough. Then you fill this with bananas, with pieces of banana, and with whipped cream. And then on top of this, you put the dough that you put out before. So in the end, it looks like a molehill. So it's shaped like a hill, and the dough on top looks like dirt, like earth. So this was not a very good description, but maybe you can imagine a little bit. And I forgot that in the bottom, and so also in the top, there is chocolate. So it's an incredibly rich cake, but it is so delicious. And a friend of ours made it and brought it to us yesterday night. And so Philip presented it to me this morning on the table, and oh, it looked so beautiful. Oh, and on top was a small pig made of marzipan. And of course we tried the cake and it was so delicious. I just love this cake. You cannot eat much of it at once because it is so rich, but yeah, it's just great. And beside that, I got a giraffe. As some of you might know, I love stuffed animals, and I'm not ashamed of this at all. And they are sitting here on our chest of drawers. I have a crocodile, an elephant, several sheep, a pig, and a turtle. So many different ones. And each year I get a new one. And this time I got a giraffe, and it is so beautiful because it is really big. I think it's probably like 50 centimeters high. And it is very soft and yeah, logically it has a long neck and also very long legs, and it's just, I don't know, I cannot describe how sweet it is, but it's just beautiful. I was so so happy when I touched it, and I love that it is so big. Yeah, so this was my birthday morning. It was very, very nice. Then we got a call, and this made me a little anxious. This destroyed the nice atmosphere a little bit. It was our facility management. They wanted to make an appointment with us because there something has to be repaired in our bathroom. It is something very, very simple and small, and but nevertheless, someone has to come here, and this makes me scared out of my mind. And so for a few hours in the morning, I was very scared because I had to deal with this thought. Now we are trying to make an appointment while I'm not here. Yeah, but right now, then I, after I got a little used to this fact, I could forget it, and I remembered what my therapist said about this day, and this helped again. And of course, Philip was lovely, and I was so happy about the giraffe and the cake, and so we were able to spend a very nice day so far. And right now, Philip has a piano student, so I'm here, and I thought I could use the time and tell you about this, about what happened today and yesterday.